Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and this evening we will be talking with Belinda Renee, intimacy advisor and director of Pure Romance Parties, at home parties, and she will be discussing the new products that are arriving this week, and also online parties, how you can host your own in-person house parties and also online parties. We have a Facebook online party going on tonight that I will be co-hosting with a few other ladies at 9 o'clock on Facebook. Of course, Belinda will be demonstrating different products from body bath and beauty to naughty, naughty bedroom items. Really thank you for tuning in. I'm looking at my studio to see when her call comes in. But until she calls in, we can talk about, my goodness, there's been so much going on. And also, I have been out today. I thought it would be just an afternoon of running errands, handling things, getting prepared for this evening's broadcast and tonight's Facebook Live, led by Belinda Renee of Pure Romance, and also co-hosted, like I said, by myself and a few other ladies. And my friend Daryl, who will be a guest soon on the show. He and his brother, Demetrius, will be guests in the near future. He's really one of my longtime BFFs, and treated me to an early birthday lunch today at the King Edward Hotel here in downtown Jackson, the historic King Edward Hotel. And so it was a really awesome lunch. The staff, so nice, the food, so delicious. So I just want to shout out to Devin, the F&B, food and beverage supervisor, and his awesome front of the house and back of the house staff. I had a roast beef with gravy, candy yam, a mixed vegetable like medley that was very good, and they made a very delicious cornbread from scratch that was just delicious. What is it called? Like a hot water cornbread or something? You guys know what I'm talking about. It reminds me of the skillet. It looked like a pancake. Like a whole cake, you know. But it was so delicious. And Dara, I guess usually he would order the roll. And I hear the rolls are delicious. But he was so glad that he also ordered the cornbread. So a big shout out to the King Edward Hotel, historic King Edward Hotel. Posted pictures. I know. Usually you don't see pictures of me, do you? And there's a video too. Devin, the food supervisor, and I, we thought Daryl was photographing us, and instead he was videoing us. And Devin's not on the food and beverage supervisor, but Daryl had brought to our attention that he is, to my attention, that, and to his attention, that we both had something in common when it comes to entertainment and film also. And I mentioned to him that when I was in Texas, I had also worked in food and beverage when I was working at Choctaw Casino in Durant. Choctaw Indians of Oklahoma, you know, we have Choctaw here in Philadelphia, Pearl River Resort. And, oh, man, the first time I visited that resort probably about 10 years ago, I just loved it. It was for a Thanksgiving holiday. But we just had an amazing discussion. He's in three films that were produced here in Mississippi and Jackson area. One, the Renee Zellweger film that's coming out. I forget the name of that film, but I remember when they were filming here. And God's Prayer. I met the creator, the writer, and the producer of that film, and also the script supervisor. I did go to one of their events that they had for that film, but I didn't stay for the screening of the movie the day that the St. Patrick Day parade had happened. But God's Prayer, which will be hidden theaters nationally, he had a speaking role in that. And the Chucky Mullins film, And Daryl and I both, we received a call back because I entered Daryl and I picture during the holidays to casting, and casting called us. But for some reason, Daryl and I, we missed finding out where we needed to go and all of that. But so you will see Devin, and he's kind of coach in the Chucky Mullins story in that film. And there was a name for it, but he said that they're changing the name. So of that movie, I'm just thinking of Chucky Mullins' story. I remember that so vividly. So glad to finally see that movie produced. I remember back in the day when they were talking about, soon after Chucky Mullins' death, I remember they were trying to figure out who would play Chucky Mullins. And I remember thinking to myself back then, Will Smith or Tupac would be good. But come to think of it, I cannot think of an actor's name that's playing Chucky Mullin, but it seemed like he was a very good choice and so on. But a big shout-out to Devin on that and so on. But, again, the lunch was terrific. I'm trying to remember, what did Dara order? Macaroni, and he ordered the catfish. And I posted pictures and so on. So I'm just awaiting a call from Belinda. We're so busy getting ready for the online Facebook Live event, but definitely check out Belinda Renee on Facebook. Check out me, Bethany Williams. Belinda created a group event page for all of the hosts, all of the ladies that are co-hosting this event. And so you can definitely go to that and also go to Belinda's a closed group, which is Pure Romance by Belinda. But again, I know they're having their National Training Week this week, and a lot of new products are coming out. Beauty Bath, this is for girls only, but they have products for guys also. And so there's Beauty Bath, Grooming, of course, Naughty Bedroom Items, you know, sex toys and so on. Matter of fact, this show is rated R because of the discussion, the adult content. The parties are for ladies only and ladies that are 18 plus. But again, there are products, you know, for couples and for men also that Pure Romance market. So my screen keep closing up on me. I need to do something about that, right? Because each broadcast is very important and helpful mishaps to happen. Okay. So while I was out and about, I was trying to keep up with current events. I mean, it's just been amazing how things have just been evolving. Okay, let's see. Her call might be in. Looking at my screen. But definitely do not miss the event at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, Facebook Live. Doing my best to spread the word. Belinda's doing her thing, and also the other ladies that are co-hosting. Many of my friends are excited, and I know some of you will jump on. Cousin Linda said not to let her forget, so she can be a part of it. Definitely looking for Cousin Linda's visit on the show. So, if you hear me pausing, I'm good at multitasking, but I'm trying to keep my studio screen open so I do not miss her call when it comes through. Oh, and also, again, thank you to the entrepreneurs and artists and concerned citizens of the world. They want to discuss important topics, not just fun topics, but very pertinent topics to our well-being and livelihood. Thank you for keeping in touch worldwide. The email is cultureshockinc_beth@yahoo.com. Again, the email is cultureshockinc_beth@yahoo.com. Also on Twitter, Beth Williams, BTHWMS, and also at Culture Shock Inc., KULTURESHOKENT. Snapchat, which I have not done my first Snapchat yet. I want it to be right. Snapchat at Culture Shock Inc. KULTURESHOKENT. And I was concerned at first. It looked like my call had disappeared. And also on my blog, I have a blog at Blog Loving also, but I need to blog because I really want to, you know, compose some very in-depth and informative blog articles for you. But my blog, I love my new Tumblr blog myself. It's Beth Entrepreneur, BETHENTREPRENEUR.tumblr.com. That's my blog at Tumblr. And I love to feature not only, like, important articles on my blog, but, like, artists that I network with, musicians. I like to post your videos on my blog, and then it's distributed out into the world of social media. You're talking about social influencing. I really like to social influence through my Tumblr blog. And and sometimes you wonder, why all of a sudden I'm getting all this feedback? That's what's happening. You know, I mean, if you're wondering, like, from my direction, that's what's happening. Man, I have, like, a list of – there's an artist here. What is his name? That boy Lil Reed. I want to shout him out. Like your music. He's pretty cool. He reminds me of a combination of Justin Bieber and another rapper, another friend of mine that's from this area, from this region that I have not been in touch with since I've been back from Texas, and that's Trap. Some of you might know Trap. I hope he's okay wherever he is because I haven't been in touch with him or anything. But Trap, another underground rapper, and also, somebody else. His flow is just so bad. I can't even compare him to Eminem, but his flow is just so bad. And I just see this young man and his crew just taking over. So big shout out to him. That boy, Lil Red, very awesome dude. Like his style, like his flow, like his crew style and flow also. Let's see, I'm looking at my screen. Come on. I think I've seen her call come through. Then there's a blogger that I want to shout out. Rosé and Chambray. I want to shout her out. She's the one that I connected with, too, on Instagram. Awesome, awesome blog. She states that she once worked for the company Whisper. And a few years back, I was really deep into Whisper. I like that Whisper app. And so I want to shout her out because her blog is awesome. It's a fashion blog. It's a lifestyle blog. And she really shares a lot of informative information. So check her out on Instagram. Her name is the blog name is Rosé and Chambray, and also the same on Facebook. But that's the website, Rosé and Chambray. So awesome blog posts and so on, and her Instagram posts and her Facebook posts are awesome. Those are just those are a couple of people. Only a couple, tip of the iceberg, or some awesome people that I've been networking with. Oh, and also my guys at LaBear Dallas, they're just on fire. From Jax LaBear to Adonis to Caesar LaBear. Oh, my God. Jax LaBear, he has his documentary films from his travels around the world, like Guatemala and also, excuse me on that mistake. And Adonis has, like, a very humorous blog, which takes you behind the scenes of the life of of his life as a male entertainer and also his family life. So it's very humorous. It's very informative, and it's you see a whole another light of what you might expect. And then also a Caesar, he just premiered his pilot show of Crowd Pleasers, and it is amazing. It's a contest of it's a battle of hard bodies in San Antonio and LeBear Dallas, and it's a competition. It's a contest between guys that are developing to become the ultimate male entertainers. So those are quite entertaining also. And I could go on and talk about some of my favorite reality shows. I know for one thing, what is it, Millionaire Matchmaker premieres on Friday. The Bachelor Nation was just rocking. Oh, she's here, she's here. She's in the, because I'm improvising. She's here. So let's talk with Belinda right now. Trying to get her call through. I see her number. Come on, Belinda. Because I'm improvising. Thank God I had the gift of the gab, even though my shyness kick in sometimes. Come on. Trying to get a speaker to turn on. But again, remember the Pure Romance Facebook Live party happens tonight at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if I, Belinda, I know you can hear me. I'm trying to get your mic on. But again, Pure Romance Facebook Live Party happens at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, led by Belinda Renee, and there are a group of us ladies that are co-hosting, and we are super excited. Again, there's a Facebook page created, and it looks like the screen is coming back up. I believe I had it up, and then I became excited, and I hope I didn't can't let this happen anymore in the near future. Because you really must hear what Belinda has to say. Oh, yay, here it is. Come on. Again, Pure Romance Online Facebook Live Party, led by Intimacy Advisor and Director of Pure Romance at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. Myself and a few other ladies are co-hosting together. It will be a fun talk for ladies only, girls' night out online, 18 and above only. One reason why this show is also rated R. And, okay, I have the screen back up. Come on, Belinda's number there. If I can get her, there it is.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, Belinda. My apologies for the technical difficulty.
Hey.
How are you?
I am so good. How are you?
I am great. So glad to have you on with us.
Thank you for having me. Sorry I was a little late coming in. Story of my life.
That's fine. I did my best promoting and keeping everyone informed and how people can contact you on Facebook and through your closed group and so on.
Ooh,
my apologies for the delay getting your mic on.
Oh, no, girl. Like I said, technology is not my best friend, so I get it. So
but
are you
I know who are your best friends, your ladies who love Pure Romance.
I have happy clients all the time. That's the beauty of the business. Always happy.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. So are you excited for the online party tonight?
I am super excited. Can you not hear it? Yes, I'm super excited and so excited to hear about the new products and what we will be doing tonight. Finally, this is my first time co-hosting a Pure Romance online party, and I'm super excited, networking with the other ladies. This is just amazing.
It's going to be so much fun, and I have to tell you, I'm really excited about this particular online live party because I have tweaked it. You know, obviously, you know just as well as I do that network marketing and being on social media is huge for any business, but if you don't do it right, it really doesn't help you. And
right.
So what I was finding is I have a ton of clients that would love to do online parties, but it's a little bit different being in an in-home party where it might take an hour to an hour and a half because people are passing products and they're talking and asking questions. But as far as being on Facebook on a live party and, you know, shutting yourself off in a room to make sure no kids walk in on you or anything, it's a lot harder. You know, it's almost impossible to sit there for an hour to an hour and a half. And so I had to find a way to shorten everything and make it super fun and interactive because what I found is also if there's nothing for people to be interacting with as far as it's concerned, you know, the entire party scenario, they don't care. You know, they get disinterested so quickly. So I'm really excited about this new format because it's a 30-minute live party. It is fast and furious. Like, oh my gosh, I talk a mile a minute, which is funny in and of itself. But you're still getting all of the great sexual health information. You're still seeing all of the products, seeing the benefits of the product. And we literally play a game throughout the entire thing where our guests are going to be winning free gifts in their orders. So, you know, I kind of switched things up in this. I mean, I'm not going to take credit for this. This is not like my brilliant idea. You know, we have a ton of sister consultants that we love to share our ideas with each other. But, you know, I've been doing this for a little while now. This is still kind of new for me. But so far, the women have loved it. They loved how fast it was. And, you know, it was fun and it was funny. And it's almost like a, you know, every time you comment, you're getting an entry to win this free gift in your order. And so everybody's frantically, you know, trying to comment and post and do things, and all of a sudden it's done. And they're like, oh, my gosh. Okay. So they're having fun with it, but they're also still getting all of the benefits that you would get at a regular party. It's just not quite as stretched out, if you will. So, which is good. You know, I'm able to talk as fast as I am on those parties because there is a replay of the live video. So even if I completely blow somebody's mind and after the fourth product they're like, oh my gosh, and every six products they comment, it's okay because there's a replay.
But some
so
information you need to hear again and again.
Again and again. Oh, isn't that the truth? But yeah, so I'm really excited about tonight's party, and you're absolutely right. We have a handful of hostesses. We have five total. So we have quite a group going on, and there's always room for more. So anybody who happens to be listening or who's on Facebook, you know, if they're female and they're 18 or older, let us know and we'll get you in there. So it's going to be really fun. It's going to be really fun.
Again, how can they connect with us for the Facebook Live party that begins at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time?
Yes. So if they are friends with you on Facebook, they can find you on Facebook and either, you know, message you and say, hey, add me to this party. Y'all are always welcome to try to find me on Facebook. I'm listed under Belinda Renee, which I'm mutual friends with Miss Beth, obviously.
Yes.
Just note, I do not accept men friend requests. My page and my business page are solely for women. This is my life. This is what I do. So that's what I focus on. My other clients do make jokes.
I mentioned the closed group. I didn't know if that was okay.
Yes, absolutely. Just as long as the closed group is where a majority of my posts happen on Facebook. So that's where you're going to get a majority of the information as far as new products. They come out tomorrow night, so I'm very excited. But yeah, the closed group, as long as you're, you know, a lady and 18 or older, you are welcome to hop in the group. It does require approval from me. So, you know, Ms. Beth can add you or you can find it. It's Pure Romance by Belinda Renee. It's a closed group and request approval. But yeah, other than that, it's pretty easy to get a hold of as far as Facebook is concerned. And I was going to tell you, my clients and my friends make jokes that my husband should create a class for the husband, you know, for the men, because they always ask. Women always want
to. Right. Because a lot of my friends are like, I want to call in. I want to be a part of it. And I've been asking my male friends to spread the word to the other, to the female friends. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yes, and my guy friends at the LeBaire Dallas, and you guys have a LeBaire there in Houston, but I've told them, you know, tell their clients, their girls' night only clients and so on to come join the party and so on. Some of my male friends, one of my besties, a male bestie, took me out for lunch today, and he was like, I'm like, tell your mom and tell everybody else that, you know, to join in.
Yeah,
guys want their time out, you know. And then when I say there are, when I do tell the guys that there are products for guys, they look like, well, why can't we be a part if there are products for guys?
Right, exactly.
Well, guys and couples.
Just put everybody's mind at ease. Because I do get that question a lot, because there were companies previously, and there may be some companies out there still that allow, co-ed parties and things like that. But Pure Romance definitely likes to focus on women. We want our clients to feel comfortable, in their party setting, whatever that may be, which there are so many women that would just simply clam up and not say a word, not ask a question, not enjoy themselves if there was a man sitting in the room, even if they knew him, you know, or whatever. So first and foremost, we want our clients to feel
like
completely
guys,
comfortable.
We have things to talk about that do not involve them. Like, I just joined a Facebook group that it's all about men, and their rule is, we're talking about men stuff, so keep your two cents to yourself. You know, so
that's funny.
But I want to know what guys talk about when we're not around.
I certainly think they should have that and be able to discuss. And I do think that it's important for men to be able to get understanding of, you know, sexual health and wellness, especially, if they do have a female partner, or even if they have a male partner, you know, anybody with a partner or just by themselves, you need a good understanding of sexual health and education and your wellness and your pleasure. But as far as Pure Romance is concerned, and me personally, because I have been asked that, is it a corporate policy or is it a personal policy? Well, it is a corporate policy, but it is also my personal policy.
Right.
Because that way I do go into homes sometimes where I'm not, you know, I haven't met these clients yet, or I only know one person. I only know the hostess, and I don't know everybody else that's going to show up. And so part of it is also for my personal safety and my personal comfort. You know, if I always joke with my husband, you know, every now and then I do have a man call and say, hey, my wife needs some things, or hey, I want to surprise her, what have you. And they are legitimate phone calls, and that's wonderful. I'm all about that. I will plainly
and
state
sometimes
I am
probably
happy
want
to hand the phone to my husband.
How to use some of the products.
Right, which most of the time I have had one call come through on that, and it was absolutely one of those weird scammer, the heavy breathing things. But
oh, my God.
Oh,
my goodness. That's not – oh.
Yeah, it happens. But that's why, and I joke with my husband, I will hand you the phone, sweetheart, and if it's legitimate, you can ask me the question, I will give you the answer, and you can relay it, but it'll be a man-to-man talk.
Exactly, right, I don't blame you.
A majority of our product line is, the product line itself is phenomenal, but the way that they've set up the, you know, the flipbook catalog and the online process, you know, everything is, there's a lot of really good information about the product and how to use it and things like that. So for the most part, it should be relatively easy to figure out what's happening with the product. Most of them are pretty self-explanatory.
Great. Well, is there anything that you can talk about like new products or your most popular products?
Well, so I will tell you, I'm very excited about the product launch tomorrow night. It's always up in the air as to what it's going to be. Sometimes it's just a lot of new Bath & Body because we get new scents or new flavors of anything, which is great. I love variety. But lately, Pure Romance has really, really been stepping up their game as far as the bedroom accessories are concerned, which I do think is amazing and I think is important because, the materials are better. The craftsmanship of them is better. The motors are much quieter but stronger, which in and of itself, that one right there, that's a big one because most of our bedroom accessories are now rechargeable. so no more batteries. So one, it helps cut down your cost first and foremost, but number two, battery packs are very, very loud, and that's actually something that I found with my clients. They don't like that. Nobody wants to feel like they need to be running a vacuum cleaner in order to have an orgasm, you know? And
exactly.
So, you know, Pure Romance has really stepped up their game, and they've given out a couple of product teasers. So I am willing to say that we are getting a new scent or a returning scent. I'm kind of crossing my fingers that it's a returning scent and that it's our Truly Sexy Flirt and our Coochie Shaving Cream and our Body Dew After Bath Oil, because it's my favorite scent on the entire planet. We have it in a perfume. But I do know that we are getting something like that. They're giving they're teasing every. It's just driving me crazy. I'm probably going to have a conniption before tomorrow night because it launches tomorrow night. But what I do know is that they also have a sneak peek of a box. And the last time that they came out with boxes, it was a brand new bedroom accessory line. And like I said, they have just skyrocketed in the market as far as bedroom accessories are concerned. I mean, they are top grade silicone. They are premium. They are soft. They are luxurious. And they're phenomenal price points for what you're getting. So
amazing.
I'm beyond excited. It happened tomorrow night.
So we're talking about upscale products, those that are not familiar with Pure Romance.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So this is, you know, the bedroom accessories that they've been, you know, releasing as of late within the last year or so. You know, it's not the egg-shaped bullet that you got back in the 1980s. You know, they're definitely upping their game. You know, we have far more functions. We have, just the feel, you know, the material that they're using is incredible. You know, they're materials that heat to your body temperature, that feel more realistic, that, you know, are not a hindrance for a woman's pleasure. You know, they're definitely an asset. So it is. It's incredible to watch the company grow and see what they've come out with, and just watch it progress. So yeah, our new products come out tomorrow night. So I'm very excited, and we've got, I've got product testers lined up. So if if you happen to catch into my Facebook group, you'll be able to be one of the product testers. I'll have my Pink Sunshine packages ready to go. I'll be listing everything as soon as it launches tomorrow night, because I'll be drinking my coffee and I'll be going crazy. I'll be so excited. You won't even know.
Neato. So we will be talking beauty, bath, naughty bedroom items, and then mm-hmm. there are other items, right? Books and...
Oh, absolutely.
What other products? Let's talk about everything.
Well, okay, let's see. If I broke it down, we do have our bath and beauty products, obviously, which Coochie is our number one product in the entire company. That's a shaving cream all over body. No razor burn, no rash, no irritation, silky, soft, smooth skin. I had a client recently that tried it for the first time, and she messaged me, and she was like, oh, my gosh, how did I not know about this for the last 39 years of my life? I've been missing out. So, you know, we do have our bath and beauty products. You know, taking care of yourself first is incredibly important, especially as women. We tend to forget that and we put ourselves to the side. So I do love that we have products that are really not for anything in the sexual sense. It's simply take care of
exactly.
yourself. You know, take time for yourself.
Personal care,
you know,
self-care.
Yes, personal care is really important, and confidence is sexy. And so when you're taking care of yourself and you have more confidence in yourself and what you have going on, then you radiate confidence, and that is sexy. So, you know, it helps. Like, you know, my clients who think, oh, I don't want to wear lingerie because of whatever reason, and it's usually a body issue. Well, you know, when you've got super soft skin and your hair is done just right, you know, you have those nights where you're like, I check me out too. You know, it's that confidence starts coming back. And if it's just one small step of making sure that you now have soft skin when you used to have dry, rough skin all the time, that's a big thing. You know, women like to be touched. People like to touch. People like to touch other, you know, their partner and, you know, be touched. But if you have skin conditions or just dry skin or anything like that, you know, I can't stand it when my skin is dry. It drives me absolutely nuts.
Exactly.
The lotion. You know, lotion feels greasy on my skin, and I don't like that either. So when I found You know, when I found Body Dew, which is our after-bath moisturizer, that's been a godsend for me because now my skin is no longer dry, but I don't have a greasy residue, which sounds counterproductive and contradictive because
but
it's
you literally moisturize.
Moisturizer.
It really is a moisturizer.
But yes, yes, and it moisturizes from the inside out. So, you know, we do have our bath and beauty products to help with our self-care and feeling good about ourselves and just taking that time that we need as women. And then, you know, everything else in the product line, which even the bath and beauty products, you know, we have a great 2-in-1 bubble bath and body wash, which would be perfect for, you know, those couples who love taking bubble baths together. It's pH balanced, so it's great for women, you know, it's skin softening agent. So, you know, everything can kind of do a give and take as far as, you know, romantic interests and things and using it towards that. But, you know, we have books to help you educate yourself and educate your partner, which, you know, I know some people think it might be silly, but when you read something, whether it's in a book or an article or something like that, if you found it interesting, there's a good chance that you're going to say, hey, did you know I read this, and that's a great way to open communication with your partner. You know, if you feel like you're lacking something or if you're concerned about something on your own part as far as the relationship goes, reading something and having something to fall back on and say, hey, I read this. Would you like me to try this, or does this sound good to you, or, oh, gosh, what if we tried this, or, you know, I read this thing, and, you know, it gives people an outlet versus I would like to orgasm, too, and it's not happening, because I feel like majority of my clients, that's really what they're thinking, but they don't know how to bring it up without sounding rude, you know, or mean to their partners because they don't want that. They just want to be able to enjoy their partner as much as their partner enjoys them, you know, and vice versa.
It's okay to just mix nerds, right? Just
exactly.
Be innovative.
So, you know, yeah. So we've got some great resources for education, which they're very fun and lively books. You know, it's not like you're sitting there reading a textbook. They're fun and lively, and of course they have pictures, so it helps everybody visualize. But we have massage products, we have lingerie, we have lubrication, which is incredibly important. Lubricant is my number one seller by far over everything in the catalog.
Oh yes, I know you have talked with us before about how important it is to lubricate. Even those of us that feel like we don't need it, you stress that we need it.
It's so important for a couple of different reasons, you know. As number one, women, I mean, it has been shown, it has been proven that women find it easier to orgasm and just more pleasurable during any kind of sexual activity when they're using a lubricant, okay? And first of all, a woman's vaginal tissue is really sensitive. So when you're using a lubricant, you're making sure that there's no unnecessary friction. You know, just because your body can kick in and do what it needs to do 5 seconds after sex has started, well, why should you have had to wait 5 seconds before it started? You know, why should you have had to have 5 seconds of, I'm not sure if that feels great. Okay, now it's okay.
Right.
In those 5 seconds, well, but, you know, in those 5 seconds, you could.
I can't wait to your next visit because I have some questions of my own. we're going to the other part.
Yes.
We're talking later. I didn't want.
You're right. That's a private conversation. You know, it's very important, and women need to be taking care of their bodies. There are a lot of women that frequently have, you know, UTIs or bacterial infections or constantly visiting their gynecologist with a new problem. And I feel part of the problem is that doctors are not asking their clients the right questions. I think a lot of my clients feel uncomfortable talking about sex or using a bedroom accessory or anything like that. You know, most women, when they go to a gynecologist, they just want their medication.
A few years ago,
I met a
doctor who does what you do, but she does it from a medical point of view.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She markets, like, you know, intimacy items and so on, but she said that after she had a hysterectomy, she wanted to be sure she could still have pleasure herself. And so she started helping other women, but on a medical way, you know, but it's the same way that you help us from the beauty perspective, you know?
Mm-hmm. And
right.
And
I didn't mean to
really
interrupt
important.
You, but I remember telling her about you.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
But it is. It's very important. And I think, you know, I respect the doctors that work in the gynecology and obstetrics, you know, divisions. I respect them completely because obviously they're there to take care, you know, they're there to take care of women, but most of the time they focus more on their reproductive systems.
Right.
You know, not necessarily as far as sexual health and pleasure is concerned. So I actually did a poll in one of the groups that I'm in, and I asked, it's a women's only group. And I said, you know, just curious, when you go see your doctor, are you comfortable? Number one, are you comfortable talking to your doctor about the use of bedroom accessories or sex in general? And number two, if you have bedroom accessories, has your doctor ever recommended a specialized cleaner, or do they tell you to use soap and water? And I wasn't surprised, but I was a little disheartened that many of them said, no, I would never even bring it up to my doctor. That stays in my bedroom. I don't want them to know anything about it, which is crazy to me because they literally specialize in vaginas. You know?
And they need to know our lifestyle.
They need to know. You're right, but I was even
our
more
choices
surprised
and what we're doing.
So many, yes, and just be able to give some guidance. You know, certainly not. Oh yeah, this is a great position to try. You know, certainly not like that, but to give some guidance, especially if a woman is having any kind of recurring problems. You know, a lot of the time there is a reason that happens. I've heard doctors tell women, oh, some women are just more prone. Yes, that's not untrue, but have you looked at the options yet as to why this particular woman may be more prone? Because if it's because she's using a bedroom accessory and she's not cleaning it properly, you probably just found the culprit. And instead of finding that culprit and saying, well, you might just have to deal with this for the rest of your life, you know, there are ways to get down to the bottom of certain things. And so I was surprised how many of those women said, you know, if I have talked to my doctor about this before, but they said soap and water was okay on my bedroom accessories. And, you know, soap leaves a residue on bedroom accessories and it dries them out. They're specialized materials. So you want to be using a specialized cleaner, you know, that's hypoallergenic and is going to condition your toy so it does not dry and crack, because once it cracks, you're getting bacteria caught in the fissures. You're not really ever washing it clean.
Right, and we sanitize everything else in our life, so
yes, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, I find it very interesting, and I'm actually exploring the options with my husband of trying to find, you know, certain doctors in the area that would be willing to let me leave information with them, you know, so that when their clients do come to them, if they're not comfortable talking about it or whatever, that they have somebody they can contact. Because I find it very important, and I think a lot of women probably suffer with things, you know, like UTIs or bacterial infections that genuinely do not have to. And I think the top two things that could help fix that, if, of course, it's because of something sexual, right? Obviously, there are some women that might just have, you know, higher bacteria counts or whatever, you know, it could be because they eat too much sugar. But if there is a woman that I can help who's constantly dealing with problems, my top two recommendations for her would be make sure that you have a cleaner for your bedroom accessories, because I guarantee it's not been cleaned properly. And number two, use a lubricant. It's that important. You need to be using it with bedroom accessories, and you should be using it during regular foreplay and sexual activity anyway. It's not, you know, they're designed to help and enhance, not distract. You know, I'm certainly not talking about use a gallon of lubrication. That's not at all what I'm saying. But sometimes our bodies just take a second to kick in. And if it took 5 seconds for your body to kick in, but you had one of those moments within those 5 seconds of, ooh, that's not a good moment.
Belinda, we have about 45 seconds. So in closing,
Very good. Well, then all I have to say in closing is that if you are connected to Miss Beth on Facebook, you need to let her know so she can get you in this party so you can hear me ramble on at a very, very fast pace tonight for 30 minutes. It's going to be so much fun. and I'm always happy to talk to anybody. I do private consultations and all of that. So if anybody needs me, I'm here.
And also there are career opportunities also.
Oh, there absolutely are. This is how I support my family, so it's definitely doing something for me.
All right. Okay, well, I'm looking forward to joining your team. Okay.
I'm looking forward to having you. Thank you so much for having me on tonight.
You all remember, tonight, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, There is a party happening. Belinda Renee leading it, and she have a group of ladies, I'm included, that are co-hosting. So thank you so much, you all, and we'll see you tonight. Thank you, Belinda Renee.
Thanks, Beth. Thank you.
Girl, man. Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye, girl.
Bye-bye. Woo-hoo!